know that people have a way. I don't know what it is about me, if it's my face, if it's my manner generally. For someone who has historically been shy, awkward, uncomfortable, bad at socialization, only child, not good interacting. Everything I've done for money has been public, people-related, including this, even though I'm sitting in a room talking to you and myself effectively, though there are literally probably tens of thousands, if not millions of, well, maybe 25, 30 people listening.
Billions of people. I think trillions of people. If you count future listeners, you are reaching trillions of people by now.
And aliens, because once this is out there, it's
there. There's entire civilizations that are basing their full knowledge of planet Earth on this podcast.
That's a lot of pressure, but I'm sacking up and I'm good to go with this. All right. So in the midst of all this self-loathing and insecurity and awkwardness, and I don't know what it is, since the time I was small, people have confided in me and for some reason just told me the most personal, sometimes outlandish shit, unsolicited. And it's always been this way, and I had an experience literally just a couple of hours ago that echoed this.
Oh, no.
So I'm running errands, because if I don't do it, it doesn't get done.
And yeah, but you know what? When you run errands, that's like every great topic on this show.
It's everything. Well, anytime I leave the house, and hell, half the time, someone will just drive right through and make a show in a situation for us anyway.
That house needs a window. Boom.
It's a new sliding door. Right out front, we like it right on the street. No problem. Drunk bastard. Anyway, not you. The driver. And if anybody missed any of that, I don't know if we talked about it or not, but eventually. So
I'm not drunk yet.
No, I'm not. I should be, but I'm not. The booze is in the other room. So here's the thing. I got to pick up smokes for my mom because she needed them. She asked me, and I do what she says because she's mom. And I've been trying to get her to quit the butts since I was like 3 years old, probably.
Because it was awkward when you were three running to go get cigarettes down the corner store.
But when I was about eight, she would give me a note back when you could get a note, and I would ride my bike down to the store, and it'd say, hey, please sell stick. Some cigarettes, and it'd say what kind, and then I'd give them money, and then they'd give me the note back, and then I would hop on my bike and ride home.
That's amazing!
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
You couldn't have done, like, the Juan Epstein thing and just rewrote it in your own handwriting and gone to just stores all over the place. Please give my young child smokes, signed Stick's mother.
It would have been great when I was in high school if I could have done that and gotten beer. That, you know, you had to, but it never worked that way, unfortunately. I never thought of that. That would be, you should be able to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now there's a little bit of a problem.
Well, it's not vaping, but that's, by the way, vaping
people don't
get
you started on that.
No,
oh my God.
No, don't, please, if you want to advertise, I don't care. Do it safely and healthfully. And if you're going to smoke weed, just get your own weed issue. Don't get the bad lung cancer. That's not good.
Look, if you want to get lung cancer with Cinnabon flavored smoke, go ahead. That's your own.
My God. That's a whole nother thing. Coffee and Cinnabon, that's all I need in life.
Has your mom considered vaping instead?
Well, this is the thing. Not long ago, I was like, you know, you should try the e-cigarette. You want a lozenge. You want a patch. You want a something. Because they've been, you know, even the doctor's like, you know, you should quit.
And then she reads the news and she, what are you trying to do? Kill me?
Well, yeah, just recently she's like, yeah, I'm sure glad I didn't follow through on that, what you said.
Mom, you're still three packs a day.
And I'm like, Mom, I think it's about flavors and maybe weed. And she goes, I don't know. And then the AARP just came out. And right on the front, it's a big, like, weed leaf. And then she's like, you know, maybe there's something to this, too. And I'm like, okay, let's get high. I don't know.
Wow.
But that's not what happened today. So I go to the place to get the butts. And I don't remember if we talked about this or not. There's a woman at this, and not the bearded transitioning.
Not the non-binary.
Correct. Not the non-binary transitioning bearded now woman, but was a guy with the beard that stayed. That's a different store.
You're not allowed at that store anymore. They have banned you from it.
Hey, I've been back since, and we're cool. It was just those people in line who had something up their ass wanting to whine and cry and bitch and moan about it. She was cool about it. I'm telling you, I just the cloud around me is where the weirdness is.
What nastiness happened at this other convenience store? You're going to run out of convenience stores.
Did I tell you about the a couple weeks ago I go there, same thing. It's been maybe a month, and I'm getting butts for my mom there too, though this time I gassed up. And I'm there, and I come in, and this woman at the counter, and they always have popcorn, fresh popcorn in there, and it's like going to the movies without the joy of sitting down in super deluxe air conditioning like you do all the time for
There's
for
a
money.
Hardware store near me that does that. They have a popcorn machine, yeah.
Oh, man. So awesome. I'd be in there buying nails and bolts and tile.
I get popcorn every single time I go. I need a key made. Oh, I'm going to get some popcorn, too. And it's always been sitting around forever. It's terrible popcorn, but it's like it's popcorn. And it smells
She literally, she told me, I go in there, you got me again. She goes, it's fresh this time. I'm like, oh. And I'm like, no, I can't do it because I just had a donut. And I'm trying to not die tomorrow.
What are you
I
trying to
wait.
Lose weight?
No, I'm not
you
trying
lose
to
weight,
lose
weight. You're going to be transparent, man.
No,
what's
it's
going
not
on?
That I'm going to try to lose weight. I think I'm one of those skinny people who eventually they're going to tell me that I'm not healthy, even though outwardly I think I probably.
You're probably not.
I'm not. I'm probably not. You're probably I don't know. Not. I walk a lot. I eat relatively healthfully. And, you know, so I'm getting the butts from my mom, which is clearly not healthy. So I'm in there and a couple
weeks
ago.
Wait, so you said to the woman, no. I can't have the popcorn because I already ate a donut. That would be unhealthy. Can I have a pack of smokes, please?
Right. That's exactly right. It wasn't quite that, but it was close to that timing. Yeah. But she had this last time I was in there and I thought we talked about it. So I don't know if I'm retreading or not.
I don't think we have.
She looked terrified, traumatized, horrified, I think is the right word. And I go, are you okay? What's the matter? She goes, did you see that? I go, see what? She goes, that guy out there, he just like, what she's like, how'd she say, like, whopped it out there, flip it out there. I don't know. He like took his junk out and apparently was going to the bathroom, taking a whiz, a pee, whatever.
Yeah, we did talk about this once. Yeah, we did because it was the thing with the mosquito in Alaska that I was
there. That's okay. So it was, so you can refer back to whatever episode that was. And, same store and the same woman. And, we're joking around. And I said something about the smokes, and she says, for you, you don't smoke. I said, yeah, it was my mom. She goes, oh, that's not good. I said, well, I mean, I've been trying to get her to quit since I was three. And she's like, how old is she? And I'm like, yeah, she's in her 70s. She goes, yeah, well, I quit now. I said, yeah, I suppose so. Something's got to kill you at some point. And she goes, at this point, yeah. And then I forget exactly what happened, but she went from me trying to keep my mom from smoking to talking about her kids. And she immediately then shares with me how irritated and disgusted she is with their behavior now. And I don't know how old they are exactly, but she was pissed. And she, I kid you not.
You bring that out in people. You bring that out.
Well, but she felt like it was like, you know, where I feel like constantly, conversation, oftentimes you ask me questions that make me feel like it's a therapeutic issue. Like there should be billable hours or something, like a therapy.
Oh, no, the bill is in the mail at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure the insurance company will get it for you at some point. Because, you know, or a copayment. Or, I don't know. I'll buy you a bourbon or something at some point. Have a drink. She goes like this, and she says, the way they've been acting lately, she goes, I wish I'd put them in a bag and dropped them in the river when they were smaller.
Wow. Wait, you know what's great about that is she said smaller.
Right, when they
so
were
like,
little.
So, like, there was a huge window of opportunity for this for her.
Right. Like, when they were fresh, she could have just threw them in a bag and tossed them in the damn river.
It's one thing to flippantly say that. I mean, it's wrong to say, but it's one thing to flippantly say that about babies. But you'd be like, of course you wouldn't. A baby's a baby. It's adorable. It's sweet. And yeah, there's crazy people who do crazy shit to babies. But generally, babies are this, you know, the perfect innocence of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, be like, well, you know, when they were three, I could have still taken them out.
That's exactly right. And the best part is when we were talking about the guy going to the bathroom, because it came up again, and I said, oh, my God, you know, how you doing since last time? And then the woman who was working the other register, when we were bringing up what happened, she told it again in the
Wait, so she's
version.
Working it out? She's basically working this for the stage at some point.
Yes, that's exactly. I'm waiting to see her like in an open mic or something.
I'm not into abortions, but unless they're 83-month abortions, I'm okay.
You got to draw a line somewhere. So the woman working the counter with her made the face of faces. It was, I wish I had
horrifying thing to say.
It was great. And they're like, somebody's walking in at that point and they catch it and they're like traumatized. Then that person is ready to queue up in line. And, She hears that about putting the kids in a bag and tossing them in the river. And that lady, and there was some other dude, I mean, it was a collective just hush. It was awesome. And I was traumatized by it, but it was so freaking funny. I'm telling you, it was just amazing. But that is
now I'm wondering, how old are her kids now?
I don't know. I couldn't even ask. It was so brilliant.
I mean, are they at this point small? And at what point?
I think they got to be teens.
Too tall to fit in the bag.
Think about bags, though, to be able to do that. Not like in a matter of driving.
But no,
the car.
The way she talked about it is like multiple ones. I mean, you're talking about like a grain feed bag kind of thing.
That'd have to have that.
Otherwise, you got to specially order it, and then you could be tracked. But I mean, at this point, when you. And she's like talking about like all of them at the same time.
That's some SVU stuff. I like that. Or CSI. You love that. You can't order the bag. They'll track that. They'll see that you bought that online. You got to use a money order. You got to use cash.
Big enough for three adult humans.
You got to go to that hardware store that's not a chain that's around the corner in a different neighborhood. It's
Pay
not the
cash.
One you go
they
all the time.
They don't have security cameras.
Not the one with the popcorn all the time where they know you when you walk in like Cheers. That they'll get you every time.
Stick!
Chubby! Hey, where are you guys at? Where's Stick? I just saw him the other day getting ready for fall and shovel and a rake.
So when did that awkward conversation pause end? Because there's always that. And at some point,
I had to go. I couldn't because I couldn't think of where it would go next. Because you go from the guy who's taking a whiz outside in because it's right, you know, near the freeway. So you got a lot of transient, you know, interactions going on in general. If you want to people watch, clearly it's the place to go.
You live in the weirdest area.
It's a fine neighborhood area. I mean, it is. I mean, you're near the freeway because God only knows.
Not with psychopathic clerks at the convenience store and people wagging their dick out in the. This sounds like a terrifying place.
And I'm pretty sure this is the same woman who told me when that happened that she liked girls, but then she also qualified. She goes, not all the time, though.
Well,
and
clearly, she has three kids for crying out loud.
I don't know if she was letting me know that the window was open where I could get a shot at that, too. I don't know. But it's just gotten all weird.
You may have dodged a bullet on this one.
Oh, shit. But my guess is they got to be toddler size. Any bigger than that, you can't do it in a bag.
I mean, you'd have to knock them out somehow if you're going to, like, put that many teenagers in a bag. I mean, unless you, like, put cell phones in there with them.
And that's
then
true.
Do whatever you want to, I guess, at that point.
Anything could happen when you got, like, the mobile device in there for them to chase after. That's true.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.